Hey, Jelly Radio, it is the morning show, and of course that is the Arenos, but as I promised you, and I've been telling you about it all week, on the phone with me right now is Les Taylor. Good morning, Les.
Good morning. Good morning from Kentucky all the way to Louisiana. God bless everybody that's listening.
Man, I love Kentucky, man. I have some friends up there. I really do.
Oh, and, thank you, Hunter. It's I tell you, you know, this area we live in Lexington, it's so. I mean, this country is beautiful all over, man. But I just have a special thing in my heart for this central part of Kentucky in the spring and early summer, man. It's so beautiful. It really is. And thank you so much. And thanks for having me this morning.
All right, man. We passed through Danville a while back on our way to an event. And me and my wife liked that so much. I said, you know what? If we weren't in Louisiana, I think we'd move HLE Radio right here. And we'd be a Kentuckian, man.
That would be cool, too. Danville's a pretty town, man. It's kind of historic down in that part of the Kentucky.
And not to mention, UK has the same colors of the radio station. So,
okay, good deal. Good deal. Can't beat that.
No, man. So, Les, for those of who don't know, man, of course, you're a member, one of the members of the supergroup Exile, and what a spanning career you've had with that. And I know you're still out doing things with that. And I want to honor that, man, first of all, because that is no small feat. You know, y'all are pioneers now of country music. So, in my opinion, but I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that because we'll give honor to that. But brother, you have a song out right now called "If That Mountain Don't Move," and I'm more interested in finding out a little bit about Les and this Christian thing we got going on now.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, I'm still with the group. You know, we're still working and stuff, and just got back off of a trip, like I was telling you earlier, down to Nashville and stuff, where we did some taping and stuff and so on. But I'm still there, and we're still working and stuff. But I just, you know, the Lord just, I first of all, let's go back to the way I grew up. My mother and father, I'm the youngest of nine kids. They had all the kids that were left at home. My older brothers and sisters had to move away from London, Kentucky, and go north, you know, back in the 40s and 50s and stuff, because there was no work. Uh-huh. So a lot of people migrated north from Kentucky up to like Ohio, Indianapolis, Illinois, where the factories were, so they could get a good job. But anyway, make a long story short, there, the kids that were left at home, mom and dad had us in church. Every time the doors opened, whether we liked it or not, we went. That was mandatory if you lived under that roof, which I tell you, Hunter, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful that I was raised in that kind of environment, man. Needless to say, as I got older, I you know, when I left home and stuff, you know, eventually and started playing music up north and in the honky tonks and stuff, but I strayed from that upbringing, but I have now, the Lord is moving in my life and my wife's life, and it's just an awesome thing, man. And I do have a new single out, and I just have the single at this point, but we're just doing this and seeing where the Lord takes us, and I think there's going to be an album coming down the road here.
Awesome, man.
Pretty soon.
Now, Les, how, and nine kids, the youngest of nine kids, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. How did you come about being able to find this song and do it, man? I mean, how?
Well, you know, that's another thing, see, Hunter, the way the Lord moves and the way he's moved in our lives. I mean, this song, my wife does Facebook, and she just informed me the other day, because of this song that we have out, "Say If That Mountain Don't Move," that she has set me up a Facebook page now. I didn't really care for that, but anyway, I'm going to work it and stuff like that. But she's had a Facebook page for, you know, almost a couple of years now. And she was on there one day, and she came to me and she said, "I just friended Gerald Crabb, and anybody that knows the name Crabb, it's sure. the Crabb Family Gospel Group, and Jason and Aaron and right. Man, and Adam and the sisters and Gerald Crabb. And she said, I just friended him on Facebook, and she said, I was real bold, and I asked him if he had any songs he could send you. And Gerald is so gracious. I have yet to meet him face to face. I've talked to him on the phone and stuff, mm-hmm. but I've yet to meet him face to face. And he sent me about 6 or 7 songs. Well, this, if that mountain don't move, I was listening down to the songs, and when I heard that song, it just jumped out at me. And I thought, man, I've got to cut this song. But that's how that came about. She friended Gerald Crabb on Facebook, and he sent me some songs. And this song is like 13 years old, I think. He recorded it,
uh-huh.
but it hadn't been recorded by anyone else, to my knowledge. And it's almost like it was meant to be, Hunter, because this is a great song. It shouldn't have been laying around for 13 years, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got it. That's my point.
anybody who has followed you or listened to you, that song is your style, bro. I mean,
well,
all the way back to the shoulda, coulda, woulda days, and
yes.
even with It'll Be Me. I mean, that is just it's your style. That's a Les Taylor song. That's made for Les Taylor, man.
Well, you know, thank you, Hunter. I appreciate it. And I feel the same way. I felt like that when I heard it. I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy named Keb Moe.
Yes, absolutely.
This, the guy that sang this demo, he sounded like Keb Moe, you know. Yeah. So that sold me a little bit, because I love Keb Moe's music. And uh-huh. he's a spiritual guy, too. I think I think he's a pretty strong Christian man as well. But I just love his singing. I kind of leaned toward the song for that reason. But then I got to listening to the song and what it was saying, the message in it and stuff, and it's the way I feel. It's the way I feel about my life,
right.
you know, and I just trust and believe that, you know, if there's something in your way, if there's something blocking your path, fall to your knees and pray about it. And God will take care of it. That's just trust and believe. That's me.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah. And, yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's a good word, man.
But that song does fit my style. It really does, yeah. Hunter. And it's going forward, if the Lord blesses me to do a full album project here, which I'm going to work real hard at, and I hope he will bless it, and I think he will. But that's the kind of stuff that I want to do, that kind of feel, because I really it comes from my soul. It really does.
Well, man, I'm praying that you're going to be able to do that, brother, because I'd sure love to have some more Les Taylor music.
Thank you
here
so much. I appreciate
play.
It.
And, of course, we're going to continue. Man, to be honest with you, we have so much music that comes in here. I almost missed this. The committee almost missed this one, man. And
As I was putting it up,
I looked and I'm like, Les Taylor. Surely that's not the Les Taylor. The Les Taylor that I like. Man, I put that in. I'm like, holy smokes, man. I can't help it, but I'm just a fan, so that's why I sound a little giddy right there.
I mean, I'm flattered, man. I'm flattered that you even recognize the name. I really am. I promise you, I am. I don't really get a grasp on all this stuff a lot, Hunter. I just roll with my life, man. If people have picked up on me, it's a beautiful thing, and I love to hear it. But I was flattered. I am flattered that you even recognize my name, man.
Absolutely, brother. I've been a fan for a while now.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I love
Exile 2, JP and all them, but you were my favorite out of the three. You was my favorite. I love your voice. I love your showmanship, bro. I love the way you can tell you feel it when you sing. That's the whole thing, man. You definitely do feel it when you sing, because it shows.
I can't do it if I don't feel it. I just can't. Man. Music is about feeling, you know, and it's about feeling something while you're feeling it, you know, if you follow that. But yeah, man, I just, you know, it's that's what I'm about. I just like to dig down deep in my heart and soul and try to pull it out, man. That's all I can do. And I'm so thankful the Lord has blessed me to do this long. I'm telling you, it's just, I get so emotional, man, when I think about how much he's blessed me, Hunter. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Amen, brother. Now, Les, are you going to be getting out and doing maybe some churches and stuff or anything like that with this? Are you going to?
Am I going to be doing any shows?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to some churches or festivals stuff here? Or
yeah, we are in the process. My wife is helping me with this, Wendy. We're in the process of setting some things up now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to be doing some stuff, with the Lord's blessing and stuff and his guidance. And we are going to be doing some stuff. We've got some things coming up. I just haven't finalized them yet.
Okay. Great.
And right now it's up here, up Kentucky way. But we hope to be, there's been talk about coming down to, Alexandria and doing a crusade thing down there for maybe a couple of 3 days deal, nice, you know, man. And so we're kind of working on that as well. So, but it's with the progress that we made going toward that,
uh-huh,
Hunter, I'll definitely let you know, man. Yeah, I sure will. Man.
Now listen, I know you and Exile will be traveling and y'all do dates down here, man. So, the next time y'all are passing through I-10, y'all have to stop in the station here. And,
well, I'm gonna be there if I can get there. I'm gonna be there definitely, man. You know, I mean, a lot of times when we roll into these towns, we don't have much time.
Right, I understand.
Especially if we played the day before somewhere, we roll in, get off the bus, go to the motel, shower, and have some breakfast and hang around for a little bit and go back. But I tell you, if I'm going to make some time and come and see you, I really am, Hunter. That's a promise.
We're easy to get to, brother, and we have bus parking. I mean, we're directly off the interstate, basically two lefts, and I have bus parking right in front of the radio station.
That's so awesome. Now, are you in Lafayette?
Well, I'm about 45 minutes away from Lafayette. I'm between Lafayette and Lake Charles, man, pretty much.
Yeah, Lafayette. It's not Lafayette. It's Lafayette.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For us, it's Lafayette. But
that's right, man. Well, I want to say it the right way. Yeah, that's awesome, man. But I will.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Hunter, in answer to your comment, I definitely will come and see you, buddy. I sure will.
Well, Les, I tell you what, man, if you don't mind, if you got time, hang on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and play your song now. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Is that okay with you?
Bless your heart. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Hold on for me. Here is the newest song by Les Taylor. It's If That Mountain Don't Move, right here on HLE Radio. Don't go nowhere because we'll be right back with Les.
This pain in my heart is a hurt that won't leave. Still, I stand by the choice I made long ago. I'm going through. Lord, I brought nothing here when I came. If I lose it all, I'll still praise your name. I have peace of mind. I know you'll teach me to climb if that mountain don't move. Oh Lord, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Hoping for sunshine, preparing for rain. Whatever I face, I trust in your grace to carry me through. My feet are so weary, at times I can't stand, but you hold me up when I've done all I can. Like so many times, I know you'll teach me to climb if that mountain door. I've spent long nights when sleep never came. It seemed like my loss outnumbered my gain. But I held on to hope as it led the way. I made it through. The tempter determined that I would give in, but you made a way for me to pass through again. So I have peace of mind. I know you'll teach me to climb if that mountain. Oh Lord, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Hoping for sunshine, preparing for rain. Whatever I face, I trust in your grace to carry.
Jelly Radio, Les Taylor. Boy, I love that. It's just classic Les, man. I tell you, good stuff there, brother. Enjoying that song, Les.
Oh, thank you, Hunter. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much, man. I was just talking like crazy there, man. I'm sorry if I ran over on you.
Not at all, bro. We're fine, man. It's just, I'll just let folks know, you went solo for a bit and you had a song that was just real, real big down here for us, and shoulda, coulda, woulda loved you.
I played at a club down there back in the day, back when I was doing the solo thing, and mm-hmm. Shoulda, coulda, woulda was out. Texas Rose or Rose. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the club. Uh-huh. I think it was like maybe 1990 or something like that. Uh-huh. But people down there, man, when I played the song, they just loved it. And people were saying, man, we've been listening to your song down here. We've been listening to this song.
Yeah.
And this is great seeing you live. And that floored me, man. Because the song, it probably did better in Louisiana than it did anywhere else just because of the type of song it was.
Right, right.
People down there love R&B music.
Yeah.
They really do.
We call it swamp pop down here, man.
Swamp pop?
Yeah, swamp pop. And
swamp pop, okay.
That is a classic swamp pop song. In fact, I was guilty of doing it. when I was doing it, but all the bands still do that song, man. It's a staple within a set of if you go anywhere and listen to a festival, a club, and you listen to swamp pop music, you're going to hear that song. They're going to do that song.
Oh, bro. Man, that's awesome.
Absolutely,
that's awesome.
Man. That is a main staple of swamp pop music. I thought you might have known that, but if you didn't, now you do.
I didn't. I learned something every day.
Hey man, stick with me, man. I'm going to tell you some stuff by the time we're done here, Chef.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just don't talk in Cajun on the radio, man. I don't let them folks know that I know that.
Yeah, you're gonna make my day when you do that.
Hey, I tell you what though, brother, you get down here, we'll make you up a big mess of gumbo or some etouffee, whatever you want, man.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hey, you let me know when y'all traveling through, bro. I'll have it waiting for y'all when y'all get here.
Man, you don't have to worry about no phone call from me. You'll get it.
Les, man, I want to thank you so much for calling in, brother, and talking with us this morning and sharing your testimony and sharing your music, man. And I am looking so forward to hearing more of this Christian music from Les Taylor?
Man, God bless you, Hunter. I appreciate it so much. I thank you for giving me a venue to share my music and to share my story and my testimony, and just be with your people. I really enjoy this. It's been a pleasure for me. Any time you need anything, you've got it.
Absolutely, man. Same here, brother.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you a call after the show here so we can set some liners up, and we'll have that on here as well, man.
Awesome.
You have a
awesome.
Blessed day, and tell Wendy, thank you so much, man. I appreciate her so much, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have been able to get to you.
Absolutely. I know. It's awesome, and I will tell her, Hunter, thank you so much, man. You have a blessed day, buddy.
All right, brother. We'll be talking to you. That
okay,
is
man.
Les Taylor right there, of course, member of the group Exile, but on his own, Les Taylor.